This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. It is Wednesday. Tonight it will be this World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney in the second hour. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Ammunition Depot, if it's on their website, it is in stock. It'll tell you how many they've got. If you're looking for ammo, and listen, some of you are not buying ammo. This is not the time to quit training or shooting. As a matter of fact, it's a buyer's market, ammunitiondepot.com. It is very naive of us to think that political correctness is a matter of being scolded or for saying something unacceptable to progressives. It has become much, much, much more than that. Political correctness is a tool, a deliberate tool, used by the left to intimidate conservatives and people of faith into silence, with the goal of making our classic and time-tested opinions illegitimate. Political correctness is a strategy, a weapon of social warfare. It's a bullying against those unwilling to reshape and renounce their traditional belief system and bow to the dictates of the leftocracy dead on set to totally dominate our life and our culture. It enforces censorship and it activates demonization and it threatens those unwilling to submit and apologize with loss of job, social acceptability, company sales, friends, reputation, whatever you have, they'll threaten you with it. It is the liberal version of Islamic blasphemy laws, ruthlessly excising anyone who questions or strays from the left-wing culture and social dogmas. It's the most, most un-American development of our lifetime. It is in many ways worse than McCarthyism that was practiced in the early 50s. Senator Joe McCarthy, who sat on the Senate Committee of Government Operations, targeted relatively few, whereas liberal political correctness is targeting over 60%, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of Americans. And whereas McCarthy was generally correct regarding the communist leanings and activities of his targets, the left political correctness czars are off-the-wall incorrect when they're accusing regular and patriotic Americans of racism and misogyny and xenophobia or whatever's the latest ism that they're pushing. Joe McCarthy's hearings lasted a mere couple of years, and the scourge and punishment of political correctness is now into its 20th year. Today's new McCarthyites exist and labor on the left, and they're engaged in the thoroughly un-American activity of censoring speech, curtailing and ostracizing religious freedom, and doing whatever they can to deconstruct family values. Taint the values of our parents, our founders, and our grandparents as evil. By deriding everything we hold dear as unacceptable and making us pay the price of holding on to our cherished beliefs, their hope is, of course, to transform America. And what they're looking for is a Sweden/Brussels fantasy or a completely secular and unwholesome political entity. They wish to replace America And they're hoping that we stand by and watch it happen. The good news here is that we are not helpless. Even enunciating, as we do, that marriage is defined by the union of man and woman only, as has been understood throughout history until recently, the law of our country brings an indictment of being a bigot and extremist by those using political correctness to forever make you an outcast or stigmatize you, those who would disagree, with their ever-expanding parameter of disallowable opinion. What is normal today will become politically incorrect tomorrow and forbidden, and it will be used by future inquisitors to defame and destroy those they want out of the way. And what is radical and detestable today will be sanctified and normalized tomorrow. And you better subscribe if you want society's opportunities or an ability to make a living. When you think of the modus operandi of political correctness, you're sort of reminded of the Spanish Inquisition against non-believers. The leftists of today have replaced the clerics of old with their own inquisitors of right and wrong. And they've substituted the concept of sin with their own set of rigid sinful dictates. Anyone that does not sanctify every form of public sexual misconduct or strives for wholesomeness or even patriotism is punished. And as with the inquisitors 500 years ago, the politically correct police assume you are guilty until you prove otherwise, even demanding that you denounce friends and family who told views different than the church of political correctness. By virtue of being conservative, a person of faith, or a Southerner, or a heartland American, or a white evangelical Christian, you are automatically assumed by default to be racist. And the PC vultures are ready to pick your bones before you say anything, so that once you do, they can twist your words negatively to mean something you never intended or even envisioned. We hear from liberals that when Trump and his followers speak of making America great again, we mean make America white again. That's absolutely false. It is specious. It is malevolent. What we mean, as does Trump, is that America should once again be prosperous, that the middle class should be revived, and that good manufacturing jobs be available so families can live with dignity. Family life and wholesomeness be once again exalted. America be crime-free for everybody, no matter what shade, no matter what their pigment looks like, for everybody. I will not stand by and watch black America not have civil rights. They've got them. They'll keep them. I look back at the 50s fondly for the music, not for the segregation. That represented a time of American prosperity and confidence back then, American ingenuity and patriotism and safety and religious freedom. When they make the accusation, it exposes the bigotry that they carry, and they've long carried. Too many of the coastal elites have been taught to believe the worst about regular white Americans. They're white themselves. They see racism in us because they've been raised and schooled on a diet of bigotry against fellow Americans as somehow uneducated, are religious and intolerant rednecks, purely by geography. Purely by geography. And they persist in this. The good news is we don't need to prove ourselves to them. They don't know what we're about. They're unaware, and they do not give credit to the millions of across-the-board acts of charity and kindness routinely performed by us in the name of religion, just because it's in the heartland. There's no doubt that the enforcers of PC continue to do so as a way of constantly bragging about their moral superiority, that they're better than the rest of us. And they get a thrill out of making others bend to their will, but I'm done jumping when they say jump. Now is the time for the pushback. When we get back, a little more bigotry coming from the left. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Day before yesterday, the increasingly annoying Mark Lamont Hill, who is a frequent Clinton News Network commentator, charged that the black Americans agreeing to work with the incoming Trump administration are a bunch of mediocre Negroes being dragged in front of TV as a photo op. Now, Hill, he's an associate professor of English at Columbia. He should know that words have multiple meanings. In the case of this loaded descriptive mediocre, there are many, many meanings, and most of them become rather racially charged and inflammatory when placed between bunch of and Negroes. Here's a few quickly picked out of these thesaurus.com. A bunch of adequate Negroes being dragged in front of TV. A bunch of second-rate Negroes being dragged in front of TV. A bunch of commonplace Negroes being dragged in front of TV. I think you get it. Lots and lots of them. I can give you all kinds of examples. If I'm not mistaken, all of those would be synonyms for mediocre. And that would be considered racist trigger words by a huge number of black Americans in the country today. If used by any white conservative to describe any black American in any context, the immediate reaction would be high dudgeon with no apology accepted. Why didn't you just go ahead and call them, some of the other good stuff that you guys call each other when you're getting mad at each other? Never fails to amaze me when a leftist black American, when they coarsen the political discourse. Because here you have a supposedly learned black American man. This guy's a radio talk show host, a professor, a commentator. He's a contributor on national television. And, you know, they're white liberal overseers. Just pat them on the head with their patronizing smirk that says, well, you know, children are just going to be a little potty mouths from time to time. Black America, after all things, why do you vote for them? Why? Would you please, for your own sakes, you help me not at all. You don't help me at all. Everybody that I know in America today that is a black American has already made this call, not because of anything political or anything else, just because of what they do and the way they live their life. So I'm not worried about anybody I know. Why won't you wake up and leave the Democratic Party? Leave them behind. Look at Chicago. If I were a national commentator and if I were getting out there using that language in any combination, that would be it. That would be it. It's only because I actually pronounced the word the way it's supposed to. Jason, you didn't dump me on any of that, did you? He'll tell me later. So, I mean, how about a little consistency too? That would be nice. In day after tomorrow, it will be President Donald J. Trump, and he plans to hit the ground running. He's assigning landing teams to coordinate with federal agencies. And he wants to cut some department budgets by as much as 10% while slashing 20% from the federal workforce. This will be met with a lot of opposition. Coming from, Washington Examiner, the cuts would target discretionary spending, not mandated programs such as Medicare or Social Security. Spending reductions are expected to be used to help to pay for his plan to boost the Pentagon's budget, tax cuts, and some pet projects, potentially including the anti-immigration wall. They're looking at staffing cuts over 4 years through attrition, a hiring freeze, and reorganization. Now, he appointed a guy as his budget guy, his budget hawk for the Office of Management and Budget, named Representative Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina. He's not a very exciting guy. He's a lot like John Lott. The crunching numbers thing is he's a happy, happy man now, old Mick. He's happy. He's going, and he, you know what? He is, Trump knows he's going to face a wall of opposition because he's going to be going up against the federal unions who consider much of the federal workforce on their side. But, you know, and many presidents enter office saying, I'm going to cut this, I'm going to cut that. Trump has got, I mean, when you consider the swing in momentum, when he was down to Hillary, because at one point he really was down against Hillary, although that rapidly changed. And when you consider the swing in the momentum, that's where you can get out there and say, yes, he has a mandate. Because you're talking about a 20-point swing. Most presidents measure success in cutting the budget by how much they reduce the growth of spending from year to year. But that's sort of like congratulating a morbidly obese person for gaining only 10 pounds last month. Look for Trump to actually look to try to cut spending. The question is going to be, are there enough Republicans and a scattering of Democrats who can make it happen? Well, we're going to see. We are definitely going to see. He will need all of his communication skills and the power of the pulpit, his bully pulpit, to ram these kinds of reform through. And even if he's only partially successful, it will be a darn sight better than the out-of-control budgeting that we've seen during the Obama years, which we haven't had a budget during the Obama years. You get that? We've never had a budget actually passed for us to violate. So. Just, you know, just thinking out loud about this, I'm waiting to see what he actually does. I expect to see real things happen, though, not just reductions in growth, not with people like Chavis in place. Chavis is going to be going after cuts, too. And there'll be a lot of emboldened Republicans. I have been watching this thing unfold, and when we get back, we're going to touch on it real quick. Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning, has been his sentence has been commuted, and I want to know, if Obama had a son, would he look like Chelsea Manning? We'll be right back.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. By now, everybody knows that Obama has commuted the, and he was defending it today, commuting the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who went into jail as Bradley. Chelsea is the transvestite traitor who released many classified military secrets and was sentenced to a long term in jail. Obama has a very casual attitude toward the release of military information to our enemies. He's shown much greater alarm regarding the released emails from the DNC, allegedly by Russian hackers, even though no national security secrets were revealed. Ever wonder why that is? I think it's because he decides everything based on identity politics. He doesn't look at the nature of the crime. He looks at who he thinks committed it and how virtuous that person's group is. That's why he's released over 1,000 quote-unquote drug offenders, many of them drug dealers, many of them black American. That's why he's nearly emptied the prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, effectively shutting it down by releasing nearly all of the most dangerous prisoners. There are an estimated 55 or fewer left. Although he would deny it, these are Islamists, and he's always had a soft spot for Islamists. He's been practicing catch and release of illegal aliens for years as if he were some sort of professional fly fisherman, entertaining himself on some nice lake. And again, because of identity politics. And now he bestows a favor on a white man, not because he's white or because he's a man, but because he's a favorite of the LGBT movement, being a man who now claims he's a woman. I sort of wonder, deep inside of me, if Obama doesn't see a little bit of himself in these groups. I'm sure he can relate to the drug dealers because he is an admitted cocaine user himself. His father was Muslim. He grew up in Indonesia. This doesn't tell us if he is a Muslim, but is likely to make him sympathetic to Muslims, even the ones trying to kill us. And what explains Chelsea Manning? When the black thug, Trayvon Martin, was shot dead while trying to pound a man's head into the pavement, Obama said if he had had a son, it could have been Trayvon. Maybe Obama believes, given his support for the LGBT movement, that his son could just as easily have looked like Chelsea. So, here are some questions for discussion, even though we'll never take them up with him. But just me thinking about out loud, If Obama called the alleged Russian hackers and it was discovered they were male KGB agents who wore skirts and sports bras, do you think he would have commuted their sentences too? Is Chelsea really being released from prison since he is still a prisoner of the painful delusion in his own mind that he is a woman, which no amount of mutilating surgery, dangerous hormones, or taxpayer-funded voice lessons will ever be able to satisfy? Do you think some people have little of the other gender in them? Do you, for example, see a little of the feminine side of Mr. Obama and any of the masculine side of Mrs. Obama? If Donald Trump wore Ivanka-branded clothes to his inauguration, do you think John Lewis would reconsider and attend? These are just things I wonder about. These are just some of the things I wonder about. Now, like I said, Trump takes the oath. He's going to be putting his hand on Lincoln's Bible. But this is not going to be the time for everybody to switch on Netflix and sit back and have pull out the Tostitos and chill in the fight for freedom. Because the left is desperate to try to regain power that they see slipping away. And we need to understand that the only way to stop them is to beat them to a pulp and leave them on the sidewalk whimpering in the fetal position, crying out for their gender fluid mommies. Their strategy is simple. Deny normal Americans normalcy, which is all we want. We just want to go back to being normal. And, we haven't experienced real normal since the Democrats denied the legitimacy of W's election in 2000, during one of those time frames when denying the legitimacy of the president was cool, a phenomenon that coincidentally only occurs whenever a Republican wins. Then came 9/11, followed by 15-plus years of botched wars and economic decline, along with an unprecedented cultural offensive against normal Americans. Once the only place you heard that average Americans were racist, sexist, homophobic, everything phobic was on college campuses. And now, with the active assistance of Obama and his collaborators, it's everywhere. It is literally everywhere. In our entertainment, in the media, in our faces. And we're sick of it. Hashtag, this is why you got Trump. We want to get back to normal. And in an ironic twist of fate, it was Donald Trump, the most unnormal guy, who promised it. Clinton promised more war, more weakness, more of the same economic malaise, was left most of America suffering, and much, much, much more of the same cultural scolding and calculated oppression of anyone so subhumanists do not live in a city and believe there are only two sexes. Trump committed to return to America's normal state of economic prosperity, to the normal state of military supremacy abroad, to the normal state of self-confidence. And we wanted to go back to a time when the creepy activists weren't trying to shoehorn men in skirts into the little girl's locker room. Normalcy is all we want. And liberals want to deny it to us in order to doom Donald Trump and reopen their path back into power. So how are they going to do it? Constant resistance at every turn. That's what they're going to do. That's what's coming for the next 4 years. Get set. They will ignore the norms and the rules. And remember, they're only supposed to constrain us. That's why they are there, those norms and rules. They will lie and cheat and engage in any conduct that they believe is going to help them with their very hateful cause. A huge part of their progressive effort will go toward policing their own for any weakness or faltering in their lockstep opposition to everything that Trump and the GOP do. What? Look out for Joe Manchin. He's going to be going pretty soon. There'll be some others. So take that, Springsteen's cover band. How dare you perform the boss's hackneyed anthems for the president? The good thing is we will get to watch 4 to 8 years of the left devouring itself. I'm already stockpiling on some popcorn. In Washington, there are Democrats whose constituents supported Trump and want him to succeed. And in a normal world, these would be moderates, would be cooperate and compromise with the GOP to influence policy, but their own party absolutely will not let them do that now. The hard left activists are in control of the Democrats. That's why they got to go. And they will crush any dissent. So the Democrats who might have moderated and play along now have to defy their party to do so, knowing the activists will not be forgiving. Although I think this would be a great opportunity for them to flip sides. More on this when we get back. This war on normal from the left. I'm going to be watching them kneecap each other over the next 4 years. That's going to be sort of mildly entertaining. This is Lock and Load.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking about the war on normal. See, the Dems are going to kneecap themselves. They're going to kneecap their 2018 candidates. They're going to force utterly symbolic party line votes on cabinet appointments and on things like the Obamacare appeal or repeal that are going to lose. And that's great. It will force them, the Democrats in moderate or even red areas, to fall even further out of step with their voters. Something that has cost them over 1,000 seats across the country since Obama was sworn in. 2018, something like 25 Democrats or Dem voting independents are up for election to the Senate. Many in moderate areas. If Trump is seen as succeeding, especially on the economy, this could make the midterms for the Democrats an absolute political bloodbath. A wonderful, delicious bloodbath. Then we have the cultural fight in Hollywood. Well, they're piling on anyone who refuses to completely reject Trump and by extension all of us normals. Look at Nicole Kidman, who the fascists attempted to crucify for simply saying that Hillary Clinton had been saying right up until she lost what she'd been saying, that you ought to accept the legitimacy of the winner. Look at the death threats against a blind opera singer, Andrea Bocelli. Look at those clowns lecturing us at their award shows and their narcissism orgies. As they always do, they're relying on fear, on politically correct induced fear to enforce their creepy conformity. And it's going to work for a bit, especially since most of the entertainers today are craven wusses. In World War II, Jimmy Stewart left stardom to fly B-24s over Ludwigshafen. Now, adverse election results make them flee to Arizona to commune with the rocks. And many will decide to lower their profiles in order to avoid the Hollywood Gestapo, but normals won't like the bullying. Normals generally think people should be allowed to say what they want, and they generally think that you should respect the president, even if you didn't vote for him. Pretty much what Nicole Kidman said. Do you think more normal people or fewer will be going to the next Meryl Streep movie? I don't know what the last Meryl Streep movie was. I know that I've seen her act in a few flicks. I think she's good. I don't think she's any better than, say, Diane Lane, who's one of my more favorite actresses, or possibly who else. That's about it. Her target demographic of loveless cat women will always show up to watch her talk in a funny accent, and the rest of us, well, we'll give it a hard pass. Then we have the fake moral posturing. And that we're going to see that a lot. There will be plenty of it, and we need to laugh at it. The notion that because John Lewis got beat up by fellow Democrats a half a century ago somehow immunizes him from criticism for his cheesy lies about and general scumminess towards Republicans today is a joke. And that's the way we need to look at that. This is a guy that got beat up by fellow Democrats. He was a Democrat. He went down there. Wallace was a Democrat. He was already down there. They meet, and he gets beat up. It's always fun to watch the liberals unilaterally designate heroes and inform us that we're not allowed to say anything negative about their antics. When McCain was running what could only be in the loosest sense of the word, you know, be called a campaign against Obama, the left wasn't enforcing the hero exemption on his behalf. That only became a thing again when it became a useful thing again after Trump ignored it. Democrats don't get to choose any heroes or yours. That's something that we need to aggressively reject. And what about the lying fake stream media? The hacks that no one listens to anymore. Still every day, every story is going to be about the tyranny that is Trump. Except there won't be any actual tyranny going on. You'll know this because the newspapers will continue to publish. If there was actual tyranny going on, they would be burned to the ground with everybody that's riding in them. Homelessness is going to make a big comeback now that Obama is gone. Everything will hit women, minorities, and men claiming to have uteruses the hardest. And no one's going to care. In pulling the same nonsense, the dying media will only hasten their own long overdue demise. And I say, hey, media, do you remember those false perv stories about Trump? Who do you think suffered a net loss of credibility on those, you or him? Then there's the boycotts. Sometimes the wussy corporate leaders will often roll over when a bunch of leftists tell them what to do. But even that gets old, and eventually companies are going to realize you can't succeed when you are alienating at least half of the population. And now we have a president who will not hesitate to call them dirtbags. That's an unprecedented thing. A couple of tweets from the president about companies who are dissing his supporters, and they may then choose to reorient their priorities. Now, do we want a president directing his people away from private companies and engage in policies he dislikes? Not really, not in theory, but now that you libs have changed the rules, sure. Yeah, we'll do that. We need to deal the pain right back at you. It's the only way they're going to learn. The key problem with the liberal resistance strategy is that constant activism is exhausting. It's even exhausting to watch. Normal people are already tuning out the daily deluge of the anti-Trump fake news. Liberal strategy is to turn everything up to 11, but you can't do that for 4 years. While the hardcore left is invested in its hatred for our new president, most of America is not. They don't want every waking hour of their lives spent listening to people who whine about Trump, especially when they generally like what he's doing. And the fact is, he's already doing well. He hasn't even been sworn in yet, and he's doing it. The market is up. He's getting commitments for new jobs from big companies. He's getting a stake, and he's driving it through the heart of Obamacare. And the normals are going to tune out of the hate, and they're going to reelect him. If what we've got in the 2 months prior to him actually being president is what he's going to do, he's going to get reelected, leftists. I mean, you just need to come to grips with that. I know it's sad. I know it's sad. But don't feel too bad. Eventually, that pendulum will swing back because America is fickle. Don't worry about it. But then again, I don't know. I mean, America's been in malaise for a very long time. America doesn't like thinking about this idea that there might be a group of people infiltrating the ranks of the citizenry through means of immigration and welfare reform and political correctness just so they can lop our heads off. They're not going to like that. You may have bigger problems than I think. Plus, there's so many people with guns today, and people are still buying. Now leftists are buying guns, which is, that's a hilarity on a scale that I can't even begin to quantify for you. There's no way for me to tell you how funny that is. They're out there saying, well, we need to take, of course, some Second Amendment. It's a good thing it's theirs. This way we can fight the tyranny. Okay. But if you do take up arms and if you do start shooting at people, understand that, you know, that works both ways. Those bangs, you know, those suppressors you don't want anybody to have, well, you'll be making a lot of noise, and we'll hear it, and we'll know from which way you're coming. Coming up next, it's going to be Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, the world according to Second Call Defense, because it's Wednesday. Yeah, we're going into hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.